In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. What should we do to receive more abundantly the graces of Holy Communion? We should strive to be most fervent and to free ourselves from deliberate venial sin. There's a fine little picture there with Mom and Johnny there at the table. John, go, your hands are dirty, go wash them. And then the young man is going to confession. So if our hands are dirty at mealtime, we wash them before coming to table. So too, if our souls are soiled with venial sin before communion, we wash them with an act of contrition. That is why we say the Confiteor at Mass. To get our souls really clean, we should often take a good bath in the precious blood of Christ in the sacrament of penance. The more often we do this, the cleaner our souls will be to approach the table of the Eucharist. We should never stay away from communion, though, because we have venial sins on our soul. Even though we may not be as clean as we should be, our souls need the food. So, notice it says to receive more abundantly. We make a distinction between the validity of a sacrament and its fruits, such as we've covered before. So an act of communion might be good in that the fast was kept, the intention was union with God, and received the Holy Sacrament, not being aware of any mortal sins. But to fast a little extra, to stir up a great desire for union with God, to plead with Him to receive that desire, to abhor even a venial sin, these will result in a much more fruitful communion. So we should never look, say, to find out what is the bare minimum that I can do, what's the cheapest way that I can receive Holy Communion. Instead, we need to search for what is the most generous way to receive it. Question 370. Does the Church now command us to fast from midnight before Holy Communion? Well, we've covered this, and to say that now, this question right here is out of date. Now it is only 1 hour from the time when we eat to the time when we receive Holy Communion. Question 371. When may Holy Communion be received without fasting? It may be received without fasting when one is in danger of death, or when it is necessary to save the Blessed Sacrament from insult or injury. So basically, just fasting from food and drink, if it's not water, 1 hour before you receive. That's not much, but it is something. And remember, fasting is not a diet. It's different. In other words, you're not fasting to lose weight. You're refraining from food in order to make not just the belly, but to a certain extent, the soul empty, longing to be filled with our Lord. We can receive Holy Communion twice in a day. That is possible. The Church says so. But you have to go to the entire Mass each time, and that is lawful. Provided you go to the whole Mass, start to finish, you can receive twice in one day. Whether that should be done by an individual is another question. Because if you have fasted, really prepared hard, prayed hard, and the Mass is the highest act you can possibly do in a day, then receiving twice can be problematic. Now, a priest, of course, is often compelled to celebrate Mass more than once a day, especially if the needs of the faithful demand it. But this should not be done lightly. Question 372. What are the laws enacted by Pope Pius XII regarding the fast required before Holy Communion? Well, as I was saying earlier, these laws have changed, so this particular question does not apply to us anymore. And the Pope in question, the last legislation that was done, on this was Blessed Paul VI. And the code of canon law, of course, is that's what we follow. There's just one law, one universal law in the church, and that says 1 hour. Question 373. How should we prepare ourselves for Holy Communion? Well, we prepare ourselves by thinking of our divine Redeemer, whom we are about to receive, and by making fervent acts of faith, hope, love, and contrition. It is good to prepare ourselves for communion, even before Mass begins, by thinking about what we are going to do and asking our Lord to come to us. This is a good time to say the prayers before communion in our prayer book or missal. So notice it said, says fervent acts. We try to stir these things up. I dare say that the preparation for Holy Communion begins the evening before the Mass. Because if you stay up too late on a Saturday night, let's say, really no preparation will quite be enough. Too tired, too maybe even cranky, too easily distracted. In other words, there is a remote, proximate, and immediate preparation that we ought to be doing. The remote preparation is the day or the night before. How we have lived our day, how we have spent our night, getting a proper night's rest, if at all possible, that has to do with the remote preparation. The proximate preparation is to get up in the morning at a reasonable hour and to make our morning offering and start the day with some prayer. And the immediate preparation would be to come a little early before Mass and pray and beg God for the graces necessary to receive Holy Communion worthily.